The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Winners and sinners. On The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Keith Walsh is with me, the podcasting and PR guru, and Saoirse Hannay, the features writer at The Independent. Keith, how are you enjoying that muggy weather?
I don't know, it's very close, isn't
it? Yeah, heavy.
You describe it as heavy.
That's what I would say.
Heavy, close, muggy.
Yeah, all of those things. Yeah. How would you describe it, Saoirse?
You've run out of words now.
Oh, we used them all.
Sticky?
Would you say unpleasant today now?
I don't like it very much. Yeah. Not unpleasant. I think yesterday was worse. Today's better.
Can I make a... suggestion. I think your shacket might be a bit heavy.
Yeah, I don't know why I still have it on actually, but now it feels a bit like weird to take it off because it feels like it's a thing now.
Yeah.
When you're not looking.
You need a lighter shacket. Essentially, you need a shirt.
You've got shirt on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks like a shacket, but it's a shirt. You know what I mean?
Retro shacket. This is important. We're not just kind of chattering away here looking at the clock, hoping it'll get to 7 so we can all clock off for the weekend.
Oh, no.
Lest anybody suggest otherwise. This is important because people, I think, are struggling with their attire this summer. They don't know what to wear, Keith. They don't know what to pack.
Scratching their heads at 6 p.m. wondering, what should I put on today? And Keith just answered it for them.
And I don't want to bring it to where I usually bring it, but like for the gentleman and the below the waist department, you're probably better off with a brief.
He always brings it there, and he and despite what he says, he definitely intends to every week.
It's just there's a stickiness.
Hmm.
Should get that looked at, probably.
Yeah, I think there's a cream you can get for that, Keith. Anyway, Saoirse, who's your winner of the week?
My winner of the week is dentists everywhere.
Okay,
all over the country, because Saoirse Hannay has started flossing.
Oh.
I'm taking up flossing this week, yeah. Because I actually...
Hang on, are you talking about the TikTok
the dance?
The dance.
As young as you both think I am, I'm too old to floss as a dance. But I'm apparently old enough to start flossing my teeth. I just thought everyone was lying, right? I thought everyone was sitting in the chair being like, yeah, of course I floss, of course. I asked people, I was like, you don't floss, right? And they're like, of course I floss every day. And I was like, excuse me?
They're lying to you.
I don't think anyone flosses. Nobody flosses.
No.
Nah.
Well, now
history's greatest lie. It's up there with, you know, peel and reseal on packets of ham.
That is a lie.
One of history's greatest lies.
It never works.
Do you floss when the dentist says, absolutely I do. Another one of history's greatest lies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't.
They're up there, yeah.
From now on, I'm going to say, yes, I absolutely do.
Do you, what's your floss of choice? Because I'm a fan of you can get them in plastic that is biodegradable, okay? But it's a little plastic, kind of a wand, I don't know, handle?
No, do you know what it looks like? Like a hacksaw.
Yes.
Isn't
that
a kind of a weird hacksaw? Like Dr. Seuss drew a hacksaw.
Perfect. And then it's got a toothpick at the end, so you can just pick out all any of the bits and then you floss with the other bit.
So this, I think, is
does that make you feel a bit sick?
Yeah, I do feel a bit.
That's what it's about. You're getting rid of the stuff.
Some people get a kick out of this.
Listen, I'm actually in the market for one of those because I was worried about...
I don't smell it. What are you talking about?
I was worried about the plastic, but you've assuaged me there. But I'm using the string floss, and that is I actually do about 5 teeth, and then I give up because how do you get to the teeth? How do you get there?
You've got to the logistics. You have got to get a full fist in behind your teeth,
wrap it around a finger, and I get it.
Let me shove my hand in my mouth here with the bit of floss on it.
In from behind your head, you can get opening.
And I keep bleeding because I just keep doing it. I'm not saying it's been a harmonious relationship, me and floss this week, but I'm getting there.
Bleeding. See, that's why
bleeding
you should.
Gums.
That's why if you're flossing and bleeding, you should.
It's a good sign. It means you're doing good flossing.
Exactly
good?
Yeah,
until you bleed. I think that's what they say, isn't
eventually.
It?
That's the thing.
Yeah, definitely. Your gums will harden up if you keep hacking away at them and hard enough every night.
The issue for me is I've got a bar behind my top teeth. So
you had braces and then they put the bar on.
That's why I need.
Did it affect your speech afterwards?
Not at all.
Brilliant. I walked into that one. Saoirse, have you noticed, though, beyond all the blood you're spitting out continually during the day, do you feel your teeth cleaner? Do you notice that there's little gaps at the top of your teeth?
I'm kind of, like, I keep expecting to see something, right? I keep expecting to pull out the floss milk, look at all this. I shouldn't be looking for stuff that comes out. I kind of want there to be something, but there kind of hasn't been, which is
no gunk,
obviously.
Gunkless.
I do definitely feel when I go to bed then, feel really smug about it, and B, I do feel like it's really, like, clean. Like, I'm like, this is great now. I've got the fucking sonic toothbrush, flossing. I don't have any mouthwash, but I'll get some.
Oh, here's a thing to put on your list for Christmas, is get one of the water jet flossers.
Those look scary.
What's that? It shoots out water and that's how it cleans the teeth.
Lighter water in and cleans everything from in there.
All right.
And
Do you use mouthwash?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't use mouthwash.
All the brands are available.
Okay, but they don't pay you. So plaques is the one you want to mention on air, definitely. Hashtag always use plaques.
Mouthwash guru.
Yeah, exactly.
To
keep 20%
off.
The Advertising Standards Authority will be in touch. Who's your winner of the week, Keith?
They'll be in touch to tell me what a great job I'm doing. You're keeping up the standards. Shout out to Coolock.
Oh, right, okay.
Coolock is my winner of the week because it's getting bad press. There's a lot of crazy things going on. There's some bad elements in the area, maybe moving into the area. Who knows? I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about the good things about Coolock. I started and cut my teeth. I didn't floss at the time, but I cut my teeth on the radio at Near FM in Coolock.
Oh, right. And is that community radio?
Mm. Yeah, and it's a fantastic community radio because yeah. Coolock is a fantastic community full of people from all over the world. So they have programmes on there from Polish presenters, from presenters from the continent of Africa, from all over, and they're mixed in with Irish language programmes, English-speaking programmes, a bit of hip-hop, a bit of trad, a bit of Polish music, a bit of traditional, you know, African continent music, and I think there's some South America. There's a Latino show as well on Near FM. So I just think it is Near FM represents the real Coolock, and you can listen to the whole world on that stage.
What did you do there?
So we did a show. It was on a Thursday. It was called The Thursday Show, and I did it with
it's myself. Imaginative, yeah.
Myself and Joe Donnelly did it, and it was literally just we.
Joe Donnelly, formerly of this parish.
Joe Donnelly, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that.
So I used to do the breakfast show with Joe on Spin for years.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So before that, we were on Near
FM. I didn't realise that's where Spin poached you from.
That's where we started. That's where we learned how to do radio. And we were there on the Thursday show. And it was we used to write out sketches on paper and do them live into the mic. And we thought we were cool, like the Goon Show. But it was great crack, yeah. And they kind of just let us do anything.
That's the beauty of community radio. I worked in community. Well, there's a bit of that maybe sometimes. But also, they will let you do anything.
Yeah.
I went down to Dublin City FM, you know, down near East Wall. Yeah. And I kind of went in and I said, oh, listen, you know, I'd like a bit of experience or whatever. And I think within about 10 minutes of me turning up and asking for experience, I was interviewing somebody about a club camogie match that weekend in Dublin that I obviously hadn't been at and had no idea what was about. But, you know, you just kind of blundered your way through it.
You, like, yeah, just talking with somebody you don't know anything about.
Exactly. Yeah, I just talked about flossing there as if I still think it's a TikTok dance. I'm not quite sure why we're talking about teeth.
Oh, my God.
You just bluff.
I thought you were an expert. Anyway, big up Near FM Coolock. Look, obviously you're going to listen to News Talk. Let it be the number two on your dial.
Okay, number two.
The Northside Shopping Centre.
We're just going to list things. The old Cadbury's factory.
Odeon.
The AstroTurf pitches there near the roundabout.
Very close to the M50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
The Odeon, you said?
Yeah. I've been there,
loads of good
but I've been to
Odeon. Lots and lots of
things. And handy if you have to get to the airport and you live there.
It is. It
is
would
that
be
geographically where it is?
Yeah.
Sorry, you don't know where Coolock is?
No, I'm from Cork.
Oh, come on, Saoirse.
This weekend of all weekends, let me say I'm from Cork.
So have you a ticket for the match?
No, I actually couldn't even tell you.
How
about
are both Clare and Cork going to manage to try and lose it for themselves? Like, there's going to have to be a winner.
Yeah, there will be.
How are both going to throw it away?
I know nothing about the sport, actually.
Who are you up for?
Ooh, I like Cork. I've always liked Cork.
Good
because
man.
As a Kilkenny, both my parents are from Kilkenny, so Cork have always been great rivals. And it's great to see a great Cork hurling team back at it.
Yeah.
We've
got consensus in studio. I'm up for Cork.
Yeah.
I like the style of play.
If Clare win, it's not going to ruin my weekend. I'm not that emotionally invested. You know, I just hope for a good game and may the best team win.
Let it be a good game.
But I hope it's Cork. Slightly prefer.
I think it's going
to
be a
If Cork could win and Pat Horgan not score, I'd be delighted. Because I want TJ Reid to keep the record scoring.
Oh, very
scoring,
good. Yeah. I think it's going to be down to the two goalkeepers.
Hmm.
And goals.
Is that not how
goals win games,
work?
Sure. It is a little bit.
Well, no, because you can rack up 26 points.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think it's going to come down to goals.
You think it's going to come down to goals?
Are going to have a big say in.
All right, okay. The wisdom of Keith Walsh and Saoirse Hanley. More wisdom. Yeah, of well-known, from a long line of well-known Kildare hurling gurus. Saoirse, who's your sinner of the week?
My centre of the week is more of a concept, and that is the over-reliance on AI and technology. And I will preface
timely.
By saying I'm biased, okay? I am biased. I'm somebody who writes for a living. I know that is, you know, something that we often feel threatened by. I think everyone should write their own essays and emails, but that's beside the point. Anyway, I just saw a few things this week that made me really worried, right? There's a few different examples that I saw that like just kind of set the hair in the back of my neck up. I just really didn't like it. One was that the Spanish fashion group Mango did a whole AI generated photo shoot for one of their teen ranges. So they got all of the clothes and they you know, they trained up an AI model on the clothes, and then they had that AI model generate a model and a photo shoot. So there was no photographer, there was no model, there was no hairstylist, makeup artist, nothing. It was just all made online. It's grand. Like, it's like it looks fine, right? Obviously, there's a myriad of problems there because you've got, like, you know, a model that's teeny tiny, straight size, small. You've got these...
Has six fingers.
Yeah, like, it's hard enough for... It's a teen range as well, which I just feel is a bit like, ugh. Like, there's enough problems for teenage girls to be thinking about without comparing themselves to a literally fake model. Like, there's one thing to be like, look at these models you should look like, and then being like, oh, you should look like this not real model.
But could parents not be able to say, that's actually not real and that's not attainable? Maybe it's better.
I mean, maybe. Like, I think at first glance, you would just be like, oh, grand, cool, new campaign. But when I read about it, I was like, oh, that I read about it. I saw TikTok, let's be real. And then I read about it. And I just hate it. Because, yeah, okay, AI is not going to get rid of makeup artists. It's not going to do away with them. Someone has to get married. Someone has a 21st coming up. They're going to do it, right?
Yeah.
But, like, that is still a makeup artist that was out of a job that day, or a hairstylist that was, whatever. And that worries me. And then even more worryingly, on quite the kind of opposite end of a spectrum, is that I read this in the New York Times, that the Spanish police have this new algorithm, and it's supposed to kind of take in a bunch of answers to questions and figure out the risk factor of a domestic abuse victim. So it's supposed to say they are at high risk of being victimized again, or they're at low risk or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was one woman in particular, and it categorized her as low risk, and everything, you know, she went off home and her partner was released. And like days later, she was dead.
Oh.
And obviously that's an extreme use case, but it just is one of these things that I feel like we should stop relying on algorithms for some things. Now, I had a big discussion with my boyfriend about this yesterday, who, to be fair, works in tech, so we are two opposite ends of the coin here. But we had a big discussion about it because he was kind of saying that, like, you know, you can't, it's like saying books are bad, right? Because you can't, one book you might think is, one isn't. But so he feels he can say that AI is bad, and he's a point there. But it's more, I think, the over reliance on it for stuff that I think you still need human parts in that is worrying me a lot.
It's just a little, you're just like putting it out a little, you know, just be careful, folks, sign.
Just, you know, book models and maybe properly interview and talk to victims of things yourselves.
I think with the algorithm stuff, if the Spanish police put TikTok in charge of their algorithm, they'd be able to lock people up before they even did the crime.
Actually, yeah, the smartest
like that
I've ever seen.
Movie, what was the movie with Colin Farrell in it? That was it, Minority Report. Oh. Wasn't that what Minority Report was? That they locked people up before they did the crime.
There you go. It'd be like the teacher in fifth class going, well, it was what you're about to do you're getting punished for.
Oh, yeah, know, exactly.
They could see you about to do.
Actually, they could just ask, forget the AI. Teachers are great. They'll say, your man down there, trouble. And he'll always be trouble. Yeah. I can tell you that right now. That lad down there, trouble will follow that lad around for his
prison,
whole life.
I'm trouble.
Yeah, exactly. Do you see, there was a story I was reading during the week that... about one of these big kind of audiobook companies buying the rights to the voices of a load of dead actors. So they're gonna narrate all your favourite audiobooks.
Oh, who would you like to... Who's dead that you'd like to narrate?
I don't know, like as in that Marlon Brando or Gregory Peck or whatever it happens to be, they'd have them narrating your
is that good?
Books.
Do either of you think that's good?
Well, you could do...
Kind of interesting though,
people
wouldn't it?
Who work in audio... Do you think it's good to get to outsource audio?
Well, could you
audio?
Imagine listening to Dickens, Charles Dickens, Oliver? The book was called Oliver as well, wasn't
it's
it?
Oliver Twist, isn't it?
Oliver Twist, yeah. And like Bill Sykes being, what's his name, the actor who played Bill Sykes in the original movie. And, you know, if he had, like, if you've got all these dead actors and you can just, it wouldn't be an audio book. It'd be like listening to the voices from the movie.
People do love Stephen Fry's Harry Potter. Audiobooks.
He's still alive.
Still alive, yeah.
Yeah, Stephen Fry is still alive for the moment,
yeah. Attached to that project.
Can I just say, I'm not dead, right? But you can buy my voice now, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
I could do with the money, like I could spend the money before I die because it'd be no good to me afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
This is just a plug for asking you to be a narrator of audiobooks. This actually has nothing to do with AI. please get me to narrate your audiobooks and give me money for it.
Buy my voice while I'm alive.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a bright morning.
Pay me to speak.
The sun was blinding his eyes as he rose from his dirty bed.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Yeah, exactly. You got to capture people with the first lines here, Shea. Exactly. I don't know. I'm kind of fascinated by where it's all going to go. I'd say just let it rip and see what happens.
There's no real stopping it, I feel.
Yeah, I don't think there is.
Can I say one thing?
Toys R Us as well, mate. See the Toys R Us? Toys R Us did an ad like that as well in the US. Now, it was a bit hammier, and they kind of did it on, like...
As a PR stunt.
It's a PR stunt, the fact that, we used AI for our ad. And it is, it's weird. If people want to Google it, there's a YouTube, it is kind of a weird ad. Mm. But as a first attempt...
What's the difference between that and the movie about the train, the Christmas movie about the train, which is all sort of CGI, sort of human faces? What's the one?
Polar Express.
Yeah.
Well, what's the difference? Well, the difference is people
really
made it,
out.
I guess. Whereas only one person technically instructs the algorithm to make a Toys R Us
technically
ad and keeps giving it. Sorry, there's also we're going down the rabbit hole here, and this is real, like listening to people who are vaguely aware of what they're talking about in the pub, but don't have any of the details. Yeah, conversation.
That's what this is.
Yeah, but there's a movie, and who is? Do you ever listen to the Rest Is Entertainment podcast with Marina Hine and Richard Osman? They were talking about a movie the other day that is the entire script was written. It took a while, but it was all done by ChatGPT with loads of prompts, continuous prompts. And then they are making, it wasn't just a script, it was an entire screenplay. So everything, as in cut to this camera angle, know what I mean? Pan over here, everything. And the guys who did it, it's as a project, they are making it like exactly as instructed by ChatGPT without any kind of artistic kind of input.
Doing exactly what it says.
Yeah, and it's turgid apparently. Like really? And they know it is. They're doing it like this kind of, this is to show kind of where it's at the moment. But still, I kind of think, if you think this is kind of a cautionary tale, I think it is, but it's not, we're operating in the direction you think.
Yeah.
They're kind of saying, look, it's kind of rubbish, isn't it? And I think that's where it is today. Yeah. In a year's time, you're out of a job.
Guys, Michael Flatley already did it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he did. Did you think he asked ChatGPT to do it?
Well, I hope he did.
Who's your sinner of the week then, Keith?
My sinner of the week is airline, kind of segueing to airline transport.
Okay.
So I just think...
Flying, I think is what that's called. Airline transport.
Oh yeah, flying. I just think that's one way you could
Getting aboard an aircraft.
Getting on an airplane.
Getting somewhere new.
I just think there's been too many issues with it of late.
Okay.
Well, obviously with the strikes, and then we had the, you know, the brilliant person who decided to change the software and the thing that everybody uses.
I couldn't take my eyes off Sky News this morning. Were you watching it?
So I'm flying somewhere later. So I was like, please.
Yeah, you're flying with Ryanair.
I'm
so
flying
the
Ryanair.
Advice is just be there an hour, or so 3 hours.
Gotta go.
But Sky News just had old footage on. They were just doing loops of old stuff. And then they managed to get going. They got one camera up and running. And for a good couple of hours, they just had the two presenters of the breakfast show or whatever they call it on Sky News, who just had, they had no technology. They just had a camera. So they had their phones and then they had pieces of paper. They had they were reading they were holding up paper, reading from it.
But like, what connects the banks, airlines and Sky News?
They all use the same cyber software.
Yeah.
So it was one guy, I'd say, changing up, you know, upgrade. Yep. Yes. And I was thinking, why aren't they all
Siloed?
Why aren't they all siloed? Why is everybody affected by the same move? Like, you know, you shouldn't have Ryanair, and like, they shouldn't be. Trial it on the, you know, a shop.
Yeah.
You know, one customer that has three shops or something, and then put it on everything. Like, why would you do that?
I'd say someone just spilled coffee on their keyboard
in that
cybersecurity company.
Could you imagine going into work the next
That's
day?
Probably cool. That's probably cool. I'll clean that in the morning.
Could you imagine being the person just going into work the next day, just being like
on a Friday as well? End of the week, my last coffee on a Friday.
Sorry,
morning.
But what's your issue then with airlines? We've
just
segued into cyber
just, like, is there
security.
A better way? Is there a better way? And I'd say traveling back and forth, I sometimes get the ferry because flights have been very expensive. So I get the 2 a.m. sailing over to Wales and then get the train into London.
What's that like?
Lovely.
Is it?
Yeah. There's a thing, if you get Stena, not many Irish ferries, there's two, okay, I mentioned them. So
he's paid by both, unlike the mouthwash.
Unlike big Colgate.
If you go to Stena, they have the Hygge lounge where you know that?
Oh, that Danish
comfort,
word that means comfort or whatever. Yeah.
So you go in there and you have these big recliners and you got your own little console and you relax and you sleep and then like at whatever o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, you get out and you get the train, you go to London and it's absolutely fine. You can sleep on the train if you want or you can work. And Dara, is it less hassle? Not really, like, because you're traveling through the night, but like, it's absolutely grand. And then you can kind of just...
How much is it?
So it's €50 walk on, and then the train will be about 70.
Ah, whoa. Whoa, it's costing you a fortune. Way cheaper to fly to London.
Not if you can't get a flight, or it's... No, it's like €400 sometimes.
Ah, Keith, you're not in the 1980s. It doesn't cost £400 to fly to London.
Check it.
Go away out of there. Go away out of that.
700 on Monday.
Go away out of that, I don't believe it.
€700 to fly on Monday to London.
Keith, you're right on that boat.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to Google that during the ad break, and we'll be back with the last bit of the show.
Ignition sequence start.
This is the last bit of the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Yes, it is the last bit of the show. Before we talk about anything else, though, we've got to come back to airline prices. So what, Monday? Is that what you said? Monday?
Well, I said Monday, yeah.
You did say Monday. Yeah. So €76. 700, I think you said it was going to cost me to fly to London.
So I might have got the day wrong. Also,
you could fly to...
How do you get to the airport from your house?
I drive usually.
How much petrol?
Oh yeah, okay, all right. Well, how do you get to the ferry? There's no port in Newbridge.
Walk from Newbridge.
Oh yeah.
Or swim up the Liffey.
Anyway, stop digging. €700 you said. I reckon I could fly to Australia for €700 Sunday. Next week. Sunday, €102.
What are you looking at?
It gets a really big meal.
Sky
here,
scanner.
You booked that flight for me, really?
Yeah, I booked that flight.
What credit card are you using? Using News Talk's credit card?
I only ever use News Talk's credit card. Yeah, exactly. I say that as well all the time. Anyway, Keith is going to book that there while he's booking it. Saoirse, Twisters.
Yeah, fantastic. That's all I have to say.
Have you seen it?
I went to a preview on Monday.
So I was in Leicester Square when the premiere was on.
Oh, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I was there as a tourist.
Are you
so
just saying?
I was just looking around.
I had to, and now they don't want... Like normal people, look, you're not even allowed to look at. Movie stars are so precious today that they will shatter if a normal human being looks at them. So not only when the premiere's on, they actually put up huge barriers and then they cover them in these black sheets so the audience you see, the kind of the, when they walk into Leicester Square and it's like the London premiere at the Odeon in Leicester Square, the crowd, the public,
the
are
barriers.
Actually curated. They're they're people who like buy tickets or they're selected or they win prizes.
AI.
Yeah, they're AI. They're not there at all.
They're not real.
So if you're walking through Leicester Square or wherever, you can't.
You just look. Leicester Square is carnage when you're there when there's a movie premiere on. Is what I learned last week while I was there. And yeah, you're not allowed to look. They just put up these huge
the
barriers.
Is, like the people, like when you watch it, you know,
surely
you got, like old videos of people at premieres, like you know, on O'Connell Street, whatever. It's the crowd in the background that
it's fun. Like the nightclub pretending they have a queue on their first night. Like you need to, you want to see people there wanting to get in.
Yeah. I'd go see Glenn Powell. You don't have to pretend.
What is Twisters?
That's me holding my phone over the barrier so I can show my kids what it looked like on the far side.
It doesn't look that busy over there.
No, it's miserable. Absolutely miserable. Now I realise, now having talked about flossing for about 10 minutes and then vaguely trying to remember AI stories, I'm now showing you photos on my phone on the radio.
It's amazing, folks.
AI couldn't write it. That's all
you should
I'll
put
say.
That up in your
AI,
social media.
AI wouldn't write it. Mm-mm. AI would think, you know, there's no way on God's green earth you can broadcast that.
But Keith, I'm shocked you're asking what Twisters is. It's like a follow-up to like the 1996 Bill Paxton, Helen Hunt masterpiece that was Twister.
About
singular.
The tornado.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was a remake. It's not. It's a follow-up.
No, it's like a follow-up. Now, the only frustrating
thing... Are they in it?
No.
Oh. And are they alluded to?
Not really. Which is really frustrating because like... We had a review up during the week in the end of Chris Rosser did, and he had such a good point that he said the whole way through the film you're waiting for like someone's parent to be Helen Hunt, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a slow pan Daisy Ridley Jones character's mom and you're like, oh my god, here comes Helen, and it's just some random woman. That does disservice to whoever the actress is, apologies to that actress, but she's not Helen
Vanessa
Hunt,
Redgrave.
Right? But like I just, my point being that A, it was brilliant, I loved it, I love the original though, I watched it loads growing up, so fair enough, but also Daryl McCormack's in it and nobody seems to have told me that.
Really?
Well, it's pulled back for Sarsis.
Well, listen, we're flat out telling people when Irish actors are in things.
Yeah.
And it started, and there he was, and my friend Eva leaned over, and she's like, that's Darren McCormack. And I was like, that's not Darren McCormack. We'd know. We'd obviously know. It's Darren McCormack. Tipperary man in Twisters. And no one seemed to
care.
Be aware.
I'm not even nonplussed. here, yeah, like in studio. Also.
Wow. Yeah. That has shocked me. Yeah. Sorry. There was a time there where a bad sister's actor couldn't walk down the road without getting noticed, and now you're in this and no one cares.
And
now,
yeah, look, we're just...
I think it's fatigue.
It's an embarrassment of riches. That's what that is. That's exactly what that is.
Success fatigue, I think it is.
Yeah. Just, oh, another Oscar, really? Who cares?
Aren't that impressed by... You're not going to go see Twisters, like?
I'll be honest with you, I probably won't go and see Twisters, no.
I enjoyed your story about being near it when it was on the cinema.
Did you like my photo?
Yeah.
I've loads of other photos of London. I've had the next year of inside the Lego shop. So I took loads of photos inside a shop.
Oh, you went in?
Yeah, I'll show you them in a few minutes.
Why did you just
come home and go, I was near the Lego shop?
No, do you know what? We'll do that on Monday. 5 lead on the show on Monday. I'll go through all my photos from London. That's what I'll do.
Keep on a flight. You won't be there.
Keith, you're still doing Wordle, I understand.
So I'm still doing Wordle. And my question is, does that make me a nerdle? Am I a weirdo? Is everybody else doing Wordle? Did anyone start doing Wordle? And what should I do now?
I think the way you pose that question with the rhyme will lead to more judgment than the reality that you do Wordle.
Yeah. Okay. I had asked my publicist if I should say it like that, and she said no, but I thought better. Do you do anything every day?
Yeah. I do Wordle every day.
Flossing.
I do Wordle every day.
Do you do Wordle?
I do Wordle. I do connections, and I do the mini crossword as well because I'm in a mini crossword league.
Did you do?
Can I join your mini crossword league?
No. Sorry.
You prove your strength.
Yeah, no.
Like a star.
Have you ever done Strands? The one that was in beta there for a while.
Which is that the one where you pick the words?
Word searchy kind of thing.
Yes.
Words. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love it.
Now, I actually had someone, like a friend of mine, she'll come within that. A very good friend of mine.
Look at the league table while she's talking. That's our crossword league table.
That she texted into our 3-person group chat and said, why don't we share our puzzles anymore? Because every day we used to share our connections, our mini crossword, and our Wordle. I just haven't done it in weeks.
Oh, no.
I've fallen off the wagon completely.
Spelling Bee, I don't do anymore. I've given up
on
Spelling Bee.
It's so frustrating. And then it just decides to cut you off until you pay for it. And then I paid for it and I never played it. So.
Kieran showed me this because he's second.
No, I'm.
And he was first.
I'm first in the. I'm first in the overall table. Keith.
Oh, that's this week
the,
you've went
yeah the hall of look hall of fame. Oh, sorry. Hall of fame
she's
number one. See that? That's my name.
The famous
so
names as well.
Two
Ronan Collins
nerdles in at the desk here apparently.
Brian Baru, weird. That's some crew you've got there. So you do Wordle every day.
Yeah.
What about Octurtle?
No, I'm not into any of that stuff.
No.
The off-brand ones.
Yeah, off-brand. I'm not into off-brand.
So how do you... So this crossword, mini crossword league, how did that come about? Have you spoken about this before? You don't have to speak about it.
I don't know how it came about. We just realised we all had similar interests. I guess it's kind of like you wonder how do... You know when serial killers operate together? Hmm. Do you often wonder how they have that first conversation?
I've never heard of serial killers operating together.
No, you do, like Myra Hindley things. And your man. Like, how do they have that initial conversation? I often wonder how do they bring it up with each other?
Yeah,
and people might wonder how do you end up in a crossword league? You know, how do you acknowledge that with somebody else?
What's your favorite?
Do you have a crossword?
No, you don't. No, neither. I don't either. No.
Do
you like killing people?
Yeah.
No. You go. That was a joke.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder
killing people.
One of the great questions of our time.
Suddenly, I feel like so much less of a nerd because you're in a mini crossword league. I'm proud of it.
I am.
I would say that I've never felt cooler, but I just spent 10 minutes saying how much I love to floss now. So I think that's probably.
Yeah, you slayed that cool dragon.
Straight away.
Minutes ago. Keith Walsh, podcasting and PR guru, Saoirse Handley, features writer at The Independent. Thank you both. Have a great weekend.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.